At Husker Harvest Days, we're at the Nebraska Farm Bureau building, and in that building we find the AFAN display, and Willa Hollebeck is the organizational director for AFAN, the Alliance for the Future of Agriculture in Nebraska. Well, Willow, good to see you again here at Husker Harvest Days, and sounds like you've got some exciting things happening with AFAN right now.
Good morning, Ken. We do. It's been an exciting year for AFAN, and we're just moving forward in both of our missions for consumer outreach, trying to connect the consumer with the people who grow their food, the Nebraska farmer and rancher, and then also with livestock development to help people understand the importance of livestock in our communities, the economies that it helps with, not only in the personal household, but on the community level, the county level, and the state level.
Yeah, now I know when AFAN started a few years ago, the focus really was on livestock development. Of course, the livestock economy wasn't real great at the time, and things kind of slowed down there, so kind of shifted direction. So now you're going back that way again?
Well, we kind of shifted directions about 2 years ago when we it was decided that AFAN would be an informational-only organization, and we've really put emphasis the last 2 years on rebranding and really trying to make a connection with the consumer. But we're realizing that it's also important to have the critical mass of livestock numbers in our state for all of the ag manufacturing jobs that we have here and the whole economy of livestock production. So now we're hoping to have enough people to be able to go after both missions of AFAN and really have an integrated freedom to operate farm to plate, farm to fork concept.
Well, Nebraska's certainly got some room for growth. It's about a perfect environment for the livestock industry, and seems like there's a lot of room for growth out there.
You know, there is a lot of room for growth, and it's been a tough year, Ken. You know, the drought has put on a lot of stresses, especially on the livestock industry. But in every situation, we can find opportunity. And Nebraska really is poised to be the epicenter of livestock production in the United States. We have the largest number of irrigated ground to grow feed. We have plentiful water. We have the location in the central location. Plus, we have all types of different food processing that is existing here in Nebraska. So we truly are set up to be the place in the United States to raise livestock.
And you just got a grant from DuPont Pioneer to help you do some more of those efforts.
We did just receive a grant. I'm so very proud of the young lady who works with me, Alyssa Dore, who wrote the grant. We're very, very appreciative of DuPont Pioneer. We are going to be buying different equipment that will help us tell the farmer and rancher story and to make that connection through video, through still photography, through sound, and with computer programs. So we're very, very appreciative of the opportunity that DuPont Pioneer has afforded us.